Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. David Niesel.
And I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog. Retinoblastoma is a childhood cancer that affects the developing retina, and if left untreated, is fatal. In a third of cases, chemotherapy doesn't work, and one or both eyes have to be removed.
But scientists are using a modified virus to kill the cancer. They're called oncolytic viruses, and more are being used to treat cancer. In retinoblastoma, a protein called E2F is overproduced, causing out-of-control cell division.
Researchers engineered an adenovirus called VCN01 to replicate only in cells with high levels of E2F. Adenovirus is a common virus that normally causes mild respiratory disease in humans. But the genetically engineered VCN01 virus not only replicates, but kills high E2F-producing cells.
Promising mouse studies led to a small-scale clinical trial using the virus to treat children with retinoblastoma. These children had chemo-resistant forms of the cancer and were destined for eye removal.
In one patient, tumors in the eye appeared to shrink while normal cells and structures in the eye remained intact. The virus also didn't appear to reproduce anywhere outside the eye. Another child's eye was simply too cloudy to continue treatment.
While both these children eventually had to have their eyes removed, the virus allowed at least one child to keep his eye longer. The plan is to finish the study with 13 more patients and to use higher doses of the virus.
It's too early to know if this treatment is a cure, but it continues to show that oncolytic viruses hold great promise.
We are Drs. David Niesel and Norbert Herzog at the University of Texas Medical Branch and the Frank H. Netter School of Medicine at Quinnipiac University, where biomedical discovery shaped the future of medicine. For much more and our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com.